Welcome to First Formation, spiritual exercise for Christian soldiers looking to get up and pray. Join Pew Pew HQ every weekday morning to hear the good news through grunts and with grunts in the unity of the Holy Spirit as one church forever and ever. Fall in.
Psalm 135. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Give praise, O servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing to his name, for it is pleasant. The Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, Israel as its own possession. For I know the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatever the Lord pleases, he does, in heaven and on earth, in the seas and all the deeps. He it is who makes the clouds rise at the end of the earth, who makes lightnings for the rain, and brings forth the wind from its storehouses. He was who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and of beast, who in the midst of, O Egypt, sent signs and wonders against Pharaoh and all his servants, who struck down many nations and killed mighty kings. Shion, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land as a heritage to his people Israel. Your name, O Lord, endures forever. Your renown, O Lord, throughout all ages. For the Lord will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servants. The idols of the nation are silver and gold, the work of human hands. But they have mouths, but they do not speak. They have eyes, but they do not see. They have ears, but they do not hear. Nor is there any breath in their mouths. Those who make them before like them, so do all who trust in him. O house of Israel, bless the Lord. O house of Aaron, bless the Lord. O house of Levi, bless the Lord. For you who fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord from Zion, he who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Daniel chapter 3, verses 1 to 30. King Nebuchadnezzar made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits and its breadth 6 cubits. He set it up on the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then King Nebuchadnezzar sent to gather the satraps, the prefects, and the governors, and the counselors, and the treasurers, the justices, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. Then the satraps, the prefects, and the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the justices, the magistrates, and all the officials of the provinces gathered for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up, and they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up, and the herald proclaimed aloud, "You are commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages, that when you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music, you are to fall down and worship the golden image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall immediately be cast into a burning fiery furnace." Therefore, as soon as all peoples heard the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every other kind of music, all the peoples, nations, and languages fell down and worshiped the golden image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Therefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and maliciously accused the Jews. They declared to King Nebuchadnezzar, "O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that every man who hears the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have appointed over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, pay no attention to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the golden image you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar, in a furious rage, commanded that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be brought so they could brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar answered and said to them, "Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the golden image that I have set up?" Now, if you are ready when you hear the sound of the horn, pipe, lyre, trigon, harp, bagpipe, and every kind of music, to fall down and worship the image that I have made, well and good. But if you do not worship, you shall immediately be cast into a burning fiery furnace, and who is the God who will deliver you out of my hands? Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If this be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known that you, O king, we will not serve your gods or worship the golden image that you have set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar was filled with fury, and the expression of his face was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He ordered the furnace heated 7 times more than it usually heated. And he ordered some of the mighty men of his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their cloaks, their tunics, their hats, and other garments, and they were thrown into the burning fiery furnace. Because the king's order was urgent and the furnace overheated, the flame of the fire killed those men who took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these 3 men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell bound into the burning fiery furnace. Then King Nebuchadnezzar was astonished and rose up in haste. He declared to his counselors, Did we not cast 3 bound men into the fire? They answered and said to the king, True, O king. He answered and said, But I see 4 men, unbound, walking in the midst of the fire, and they are not hurt, and the appearance of the 4th is like a son of the gods. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near the door of the burning fiery furnace. He declared, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out and come here. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came out from the fire, and the satraps, the prefects, the governors, and the king's counselor gathered together and saw that the fire had not had any power over the bodies of those men. The hair of their heads was not singed, their cloaks were not harmed, and no smell of fire had come upon them. Nebuchadnezzar answered and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants, who trusted in him and set aside the king's command and yielded their bodies rather than serve and worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree, any people, nation, or language that speaks anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be torn limb from limb, and their houses laid to ruin, and there is no other God who is able to rescue in this way. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 to 11. And it was by this we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. Whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. By this we may know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk the same way in which he walked. Beloved, I am writing to you no new commandment, but an old commandment that you've heard from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard. At the same time, it is a new commandment that I am writing to you, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. Whoever says he is in the light and hates his brother is still in darkness. Whoever loves his brother abides in the light and in him. There is no cause for stumbling. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. Good morning. This is Tim Tribble coming to you from Sacramento, California. Today's readings are Psalm 135, Daniel chapter 3, verses 1 to 30, and 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 to 11. In today's reading in Daniel, we have the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. You may remember them. We've been talking about them in the other readings we've had from Daniel. These were friends of Daniel who had come to Babylon, and they were educated by the Babylonians as the Jews had been taken over at that time. The nation of Israel were slaves to Babylon, and they'd been educated, and they'd already come out. Daniel had taken Nebuchadnezzar's dream, told him what the dream was, and told him what it meant. At that point, the king appointed Daniel to his court. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were appointed over different portions of Babylon. Then King Nebuchadnezzar raised a statue to himself and said, "Hey, you know, at the sound of music, you will bow down and worship my statue." And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not. And they told the king to his face, "We're not going to do that. We have our God, and our God will save us from the fiery furnace that Nebuchadnezzar had said if people didn't bow, that they would be thrown in." So he had them bound and thrown in. The men who threw them in were killed by the heat of the fire in the act of throwing them into the fire. But they were not. An angel of the Lord came down, and they were stood walking unbound in the fire, untouched, untinged, unaffected. And Nebuchadnezzar saw that, and he became a believer. In our reading in 1 John today, so 1 John is an epistle. We really are not sure who wrote it. There are people who believe it was John the Evangelist, not the same as John the Apostle that came out, but we're not sure, again, who wrote it, because they never identified themselves. And it was very common at that time that someone would write about a person and name the book after them. So whether John wrote it himself, and we don't know which John did, or if it was written by John, and again, which John, we don't know. We do believe that the book was written in the city of Ephesus somewhere between 95 and 110 AD. So this is well past the time of Christ. This would have been 62 plus years after the passing and crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus. And the book is about advising Christians how to discern their true teachers by the way they act. And this is something, you know, this speaks to the term, you know, we have this old phrase, "Do as I say, not as I do." No, that doesn't pass the test. We've all been around leaders like that who come out and they say one thing, and they have this great message and tell us all kinds of things. And then when it comes time for them, their actions are completely the opposite. And this is something that has plagued Christianity from the beginning here. Okay? We've all seen examples of preachers and evangelists and, quote, Christian people who got caught with their hand in the cookie jar. And the things that have happened, you know, we have had some who've gone to jail, they defrauded people of their money, and all kinds of things like that. What we're saying here, and what John is trying to say, is we as Christians, if you talk the talk, you need to walk the walk. It's that simple. And so we have, that's the first verses 3 to 6. Verses 7 to 11 are titled "The New Commandment." And this again speaks to who we are as Christians. We are told to love our brother. Love your neighbors, yourself, insert whatever you want there. We are to love others. Period. There are no adjectives in there saying who, you know, specifying, well, only this group or people who are like this or who aren't like that or whatever. It's love your neighbor as yourself, period. And here they use the phrase brother. Okay, so love your, we are to love our brother. If we don't, and they, when we say he's in the light and that we hate his brother, then they're still in the darkness. If you love your brother, you abide in the light, and in him there is no cause for stumbling. Again, if you're going to talk the talk, you got to walk the walk. We are to love each other, period. And this is something that the church, believers have struggled with, and it still goes on today. We have schisms in Christianity where we have Christians who we love everyone. We love our brothers and our sisters. We love our immigrants. We love people no matter of their race, their creed, their color, their orientation, veteran, non-veteran, whatever. We are to love those around us, and we are to help them and guide them and take care of them. But we have people using the flag of Christianity who are saying, well, no, wait a minute, we don't love this one, we don't love that one. No, not those people over there. We've had all kinds of stuff. We've had people using scripture to justify oppressing entire groups of people, whether it was by their race, whether it was by their gender, whether it was by their beliefs. If you don't believe like me, I grew up in the religious right, and before it was known as the religious right. And Catholics aren't Christians. They're Catholics. It's different. No, they're Christians. They have their way of doing things, but they're still Christians. So we find ways, just like they do in the secular world, to divide people up and control people by saying, yeah, you love someone this way or that way or whatever. It's not the way it works. We love everyone. And we treat people with love. Now, you can disagree with someone. You can tell someone what they're doing is wrong. But it can be done in a loving manner that doesn't degrade them. And that's the trick. It's very difficult to do because we've always been taught when there's something negative about somebody, we just, you know, especially in today's world, as divisive as it is, we trash talk, you know, all these people, and that's not love, and that's not dealing with them in love, and that is not helping them. What it actually does is drive them even farther into where they're at and away from the love and the light of Christ. So this week, as we come out, and we're in the second week of Easter, Eastertide, for those of us in the liturgical traditions, love your brother, your sister, the person around you that may be different than you, show them love, show them the light of Christ. Amen.
A prayer for our country from the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty God, who has given us this good land for our heritage, we humbly beseech you that we may always prove ourselves a people mindful of your favor and glad to do your will. Bless our land with honorable industry, sound learning, and pure manners. Save us from violence, discord, and confusion, from pride and arrogance, and from every evil way. Defend our liberties and fashion into one united people the multitudes brought hither out of many peoples and languages. Endue with the spirit of wisdom those to who in your name we entrust the authority of government, that there may be justice and peace at home, and that through obedience to your law we may show forth your praise among nations of the earth. In the time of prosperity, fill our hearts with thankfulness, and in the day of trouble, suffer not our trust in you to fail. All which we seek through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for falling in to First Formation, where Pew Pew HQ shares morning prayers for the humble, hardy folk caught in the crosshairs of God and country. If you like what you've heard, you can participate in one of the three following ways. First, you can support the podcast by clicking the link in the show notes. Or, if you serve military families, subscribe to First Forward, a paid subscription feed providing commentary on Sunday lectionary texts a week in advance. Use it for sermon prep or just because you support the troops. Second, you can become a co-host by recording a lectionary reading for a future episode. Instruction will be provided, and you don't have to be a grunt to collaborate with PewPewHQ in this or any way. Finally, you can also record and send prayer requests of a minute or less. Prayers can be included in an episode, read anonymously if you wish, or kept private for me to pray for off of air. So there you have it. Three ways to participate in First Formation. I hope you'll continue to listen, even if I haven't convinced you to fall in. This has been Brother Logan Isaac, always faithful, always family. Semper Familia.